This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
I mentioned before the trades hall movement in Melbourne have been wonderful. In fact, I've got to say, when the plebiscite was put, we were caught off guard. We actually thought it was going to be a vote. We weren't ready to campaign. We didn't know it was going to happen. A meeting was called on a Friday afternoon. It was decided on a Monday night. We had no idea. But I tell you, the group who hit the ground running was our trades hall here in Victoria. And we're very fortunate to have the person driving that here in the state, Will Strack.
Hey everyone, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we're meeting on today and pay respects to elders past, present and emerging, and also extend that respect to any Aboriginal people who may be here with us today. As well as working with the Trades Hall campaign, I'm also working with the Equality campaign here in Victoria, and I would like to say that I am the no side's worst nightmare. I am a lesbian trade unionist with a lot of campaign experience and a beautiful partner that I'm going to make my wife. All right, so as a campaigner, I'm just going to say three things to you. The first is, we need to stop wasting our time talking to the no side. Yeah. I know that's hard. I know that this is humiliating. I know that this is difficult for all of us. But here's the thing. The best message that we can deliver to the no side is to win and win convincingly. Yeah. And to do that, we need to be talking to yes voters, not no voters. No voters aren't going to change their mind, and I guarantee you they are all going to vote. But here's what we know. The majority of Australians are on our side, but one in five of them isn't 100% sure that they're going to vote. And don't assume that's not people in your circle. Your family, your friends, your workmates, your neighbours. The first thing that you need to do is to go and talk to all of them and make sure that if they are voting yes, that they are committed to voting. You need to tell them what's in your heart, because that message is going to come best from you. And if you tell them why this is important to you, then it will be important to them, and they will put that ballot in the mail and we will win. And if you're not 100% sure how to do that, we can help you. We have resources, we have guides on how you can have a conversation. Today, you can take a poster pack and you can put those up, put one up in the front window, put them out in the streets, and you can sign up. And if you sign up with us, we'll send you some information and we'll also send you a text when the ballots come out to remind you to vote and to remind you to get everyone that you know to vote. And the last thing I'm going to say as a campaigner is this. We are going to win. If we all do that, if we all talk to everyone that we know about why this issue is important, about equality and fairness and love and commitment, we will win. All right. Now, I'm a trade unionist, Sally's a trade unionist, and this is a thing we do, we like to chant. All right? So Sally's going to ask a question, and I'm going to answer it the first time. I want you all to have your listening ears on, so that you're ready to give the same answers. Are you ready?
What do we want?
Equality.
When do we want it?
Now.
How are we going to get it?
Vote yes. Ready? What do we want?
Equality.
When do we want it?
Now.
you see what I did there? I made a pun. All right, now hang on. We want to get a selfie. I know we don't know how to take selfies, so we're just going to get a photo. Everyone here, put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Woo!
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.